for my fellow homesteaders, small backyard farmers. Man, anything you do to grow just brings bugs. And of course, if you've got chickens, the last thing you want to do is introduce something harsh and end up like Rosie. Were at, was that Mother's Day? Y'all had the chicken massacre.
I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what you're talking about.
He was using diazinon for insect control, and the chickens ate the diazinon and had a spaz out. If they had been using Captain Jack's dead bug brew, that would have never happened. In fact, it is so organic that there is absolutely no warning label whatsoever.
No restrictions. Of any kind.
Completely cleared through the EPA without any kind of hazardous. There's no...
That's cool.
Crossing bones. There's no goggles. There's no danger touch. That's Captain
when
Jack.
When it comes to home improvement...
Brew. And I also use it last night, not only just for your vegetable gardens and your fruit trees, but I hit my mulberry trees. Some had been attacking the leaves. Apparently, I moved them all off of my vegetable garden. They migrated
over to your mulberry tree.
But you spray it, it'll kill them on contact, and it'll kill them when they come back and eat it. So I'm hoping to get home tonight and find out what that was. But it's available in dust, liquid concentrate, ready to use, ready to spray, hose adapter. You can find it at Plant Fair if you're in the Payson Star Valley area, Treeland Nurseries in Mesa, Warner's, and Flagstaff. So great product for anybody organically trying to control the insect population around their house, castle, or cabin garden grounds.
The only better way to be an organic gardener is to smash them between your thumb and your forefinger.
I wasn't there. Yeah.
If you can find the
who's
little
got
critters.
Time for that.
On the Father's Day edition of Rosie on House, thank you for tuning in. We've got a full bevy of callers. Let's see if we can jump through a couple of them here.
Starting in Rio Rico, Ken, welcome to the program.
That's pretty.
Yeah, this is Ken.
Yes, sir.
I have one. I was listening to your LED earlier. One, I'm in the process of doing a rebuilding a 35-year-old swimming pool. Okay. Okay. And it had a 120-volt lamp in it. The bulb burned out. I'm wanting to go to one of the LED lights. I'm going to change it over to 12 volts. I'm an old Marine Corps electronic technician when you burned your hands on tubes, so I can handle 12 volts.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to figure out, there's two different sizes of the LEDs. There's a 252 and a 500 or something. And I wondered how I could compare a 300-watt bulb that I had in there before, which I was very pleased with the amount of light. How can I know which one of the LEDs would be the an equivalent of what I already have? Okay, and then the second question I have is I'm getting ready to repaint the pool. We've touched up the little thing, I've got a guy plastering for me, and then we're going to paint the pool. And I got on the internet, and I looked up with all kinds of pool paints, and I was just wondering, is there any place you recommend that I can use for a good recommendation for a pool paint?
Okay, I'm going to probably do better on that one than I am on the pool light. No one that knows me would mistake me for a pool expert. As a matter of fact, if it weren't for my wife, we wouldn't have a pool. She's the pool gal. I never even touched the thing. Pittsburgh Paints is where you're going to want to start and visit with them about what product they have for painting a swimming pool.
Okay.
Now, all I'm going to be able to do for you on the pool light is I'm going to give you a friend's name who runs a pool service up in Phoenix, and you just have to give him a call and talk it through with him, okay?
Okay.
Now, he's kind of old, and he's kind of used up, but he's a nice guy.
He sounds like me.
Well, we're in good company, aren't we?
I'm 71 years old.
His name is Tom Postorino.
Tom
Postorino, and the number's 480-473-8762.
Okay, is there a time to call him? Is today, Monday, does it matter?
What time does he wake up?
Well,
he usually has to.
He doesn't get up to about 9:30 or 10, yeah. Then he takes a nap about 2 or 3 for a couple hours.
And then it takes a couple hour lunch.
Yeah, so, I'd call him now.
And leave a message.
Just call him right now. Tell him Rosie gave his approval, okay?
Appreciate the call, Ken, from Rio Rico.
Pretty Rio Rico. Yeah, man. That's
that,
nice.
That desert elevation is just, gosh.
Need the rain, baby. We need the rain. Need the rain. So, boy, we were in Sulphur Springs Valley all last weekend. Man, does Wilcox Benson all the, oh, man.
Is it dry down there, too?
We got to get some rain.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk monster trees with Mike. Whoa, 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 whoa. We'll come back to Mike.
Mike and his dog.
Set his down and cranked his radio up. We'll go to Maria in Tucson. Get up on top of her rooftop and see what she's working on.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yes, I was just wondering, my roof needs recoating again. It's got that white paint on it. And I was wondering, calling a handyman versus calling a roof specialist. And I also have a swamp cooler that I would like probably taken out and just capped off.
I think I would let a roofer do all of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't get into a handyman on that. That's a specialty material that those guys use to, for coating the roofs that handyman probably doesn't have access to.
And then they can cap the they're accustomed to capping those down ducts for the evap cooler, and that way then everything that has to do with keeping your roof dry and your house completely water and weatherproof falls with an actual roofer. I'm more comfortable with that. So Lions Roofing in Tucson
mm-hmm.
would be the company I'd have you talk to.
Well, appreciate the call. If it's still a working evap cooler, I'm pretty sure that Habitat for Humanity Restore would take that and put it on their shelf.
Absolutely.
Selling at 501c3. Is about to build their 1,000th home in Arizona. Is that the press release?
Yep.
Yeah, 1,000 homes. Right?
I think it starts. It either starts or finishes here in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
1,000 Habitat.
Yeah, they're actually supposed to finish it on the 28th of June. Will be their 1,000th home
since
they started this back in the late 90s. This specific group.
Fantastic.
Okay. Because Tucson was the original Habitat in Arizona, but this is the Central Arizona group?
Yeah, this is the group with Todd Rogers and that group out
there. There's more than 1,000 Habitat homes in Arizona is what that tells me. Excellent.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Great communities. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's give Mike another shot here and see if we've got a better connection. Mike?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess this is very common, but I didn't know about it when I planted these dang trees. I just cut down these two sisu trees that I planted about 10 years ago because I was noticing roots coming up, even up to like 20, 30 feet from across where the trees are planted in my yard. And when I cut the little saplings, it turns out they weren't just seeds that had dropped and grown. These were growing out of roots that are shooting all the way across my yard. And now I have got probably 60 trees growing in my backyard in a 20 by 40 foot yard area. And the roots are just going absolutely insane. I cut the trees down about 3 months ago, stump ground it, drilled each stump with about 5 holes a foot deep, put in twice the amount of stump poison or whatever you call it that you're supposed to use, and nothing. These other trees are just going nuts, and it's about ready to break through my pool.
They didn't tell you about that when you were at the nursery, did they?
Oh, no. And I look on the internet, and it's all over the place. People are saying, get these monsters out of your yard. Don't plant these trees. And if I could tell you my theory, what I might do and see what you think.
Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking of renting a trencher that goes down even up to 36 inches.
Okay.
And my yard is a big rectangle, and I don't care at this point if I tear up my sprinkler system, I'll redo it, all that stuff. But I'm thinking of running a trench around the whole perimeter of the yard as deep as I can go, and that way I've cut off both ends of the tree, and then, of course, getting the stumps out.
You certainly could. I do believe that might be a little overkill. I would actually call it a certified arborist first and touch base with them. We actually, when we were talking trees with John Eisenhower last month, and we had the same call from a gentleman on an irrigated lot in the historic Phoenix area. And John had some advice for him on that. Integrity Tree Service. It's itreeservice.com. You can, they obviously, most of our partners aren't open on Saturdays unless it's an emergency service. You can fill out a form on their website, and he's got a ton of information on his website. I don't know that he wouldn't be able to save you a little bit of effort and work and invasive tearing
so
up.
So you don't destroy your backyard. Yeah. That's
I'd definitely get his input before you took the trencher out. That is something that, like I said, that...
The other thing with the trenchers, you don't know what may be buried in your backyard.
Yeah, blue stake it.
And blue stake it. And there may be lines back there that you don't know about. So call Integrity and they can come out and take a look at it and solve your problem for you.
Good luck with taking care of that. And sorry about the disappointment. And I know you're probably planting it for shade, and that's not quite what he's turning out to be. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Father's Day. We've been talking recipes. We've got a 4th of July grilling show coming up. If you have a green egg, let us know about your experience. Stan has one, and you've got 5 pounds of
flank steak
that's marinating. That you're going to jerk this.
I'm gonna turn it into jerky this afternoon.
You go from the marinade and then you do then you slice it.
No, it's already sliced.
Oh, it's already sliced.
It's already sliced. I sliced it last night, put it in the marinade, and it's been soaking since about 7 o'clock last night.
Ah, sounds good. Hey, Romeo, on our newsletter today, who wrote all those nice things about me?
That was Julia Peanut. Well, it was
Julia
a combination.
Your daughter wrote those nice things about
you. Julia did that?
I was actually going to save that for
the
final up because I wasn't sure if you'd be able to keep it together if I brought it up.
Man.
If you receive our weekly newsletter at the very bottom article, it's a link to our blog. You can also go to Rosie on the House at the bottom of the homepage on the right-hand side, our blog, click it. And it's a collection of pictures and stories of growing up with Dad.
Well, if I was a good dad, it's all because I had a good role model. There wasn't a better dad on the planet than Dr. Rosie Romero, and I was proud to have him as my dad, and he was absolutely the best friend I ever had.
That's the best part right there, your best buddies.
He was my best buddy.
Yep.